This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. Brucham Habaim to the Kollel Agah D'Pirka. Monday afternoon national shir. Afreilichen Zois Chanukah. Welcome, everybody. Everyone should be zoicha to all the hashpois of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Should be zoicha to all the brachas of the Yom Noraim. And Be'ezus Hashem, a continuous year of bracha, hatzlacha, simcha, nachas. Okay, I want to bring you to, many of you probably have seen the Sefer L'Kadim Aranini, and Reb Chaim Falaji teaches we should never be Mesiach Das from the great Tana, Reb Meir Balanes. And if you want to participate in publishing the pocket edition of L'Kadim Aranini, please contact us. Also, there are a couple of volumes of Tzipisa Yeshua that are available if anybody wants them for free. From contact marbitzetoira1@gmail.com. marbitzetoira1@gmail.com. And if you commit to learn the Sefer, they'll be happy to send you a copy. Or if you would like to sponsor other people to learn Tzipisa Yeshua, contact marbitzetoira1@gmail.com. Okay, we have an amazing topic today relevant to Parshas Vayigash and to Chanukah. Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. You know, today is the last day of Chanukah, and just in case you forgot to fulfill some of the Minhagim of Chanukah, we're going to visit one of your favorites. We know in Parshas Vayigash, after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, he says, Ani Yosef, ha'oira v'chai, I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? And the brothers were afraid, and Yosef says, don't be worried, don't sweat it, I'll take care of you. And the brothers go back to their father. However, Yehuda was sent first. V'es Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef, lahoyrois lefanav goishna, v'yavoyu arza goishan. And Yehuda, he sent before him to Yosef to instruct before him, not ligoishan, not ligoishan, but goishna. And it's interesting. Why does the pasuk use the word goishna? Why not ligoishan? There must be a significant reason for this. Now, it's very interesting. The Bnei Yisachar points out that the letters of the word Goishna, Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin, are, of course, the letters on what we call the dreidel. And Minog, Yisrael, Torah, there is a concept that the customs of the Jewish people have great significance to it. And it is certainly of note that the parsha that we read at right after Chanukah has this word that is merames to this Jewish practice of the dreidel, goishna. The Bnei Yisachar points out, minhag avoseinu Torah, that in times of Chanukah, which is a chinuch to the gula asida, v'mher v'yameinu, the children play with this wooden top with, on the four sides, spell out nun, gimel, hey, and shin, goishna. And interestingly, the Torah, instead of using the word Ligoishan, used the word Goishna. Haloi Davarhu. There must be some significance to the usage of this particular word. And what is it doing in Parshas Vayigash? Right? Why are these letters appear in Parshas Vayigash? Now, last week, Miketz, which is always the Parsha of Shabbos Chanukah, we read about Binyamin coming down to Mitzrayim and Yosef's gifts to Binyamin. And the pasuk says, Vayisa Maseis Meyes Panav Aleim. And Yosef gave gifts from upon him to them. Vaterev Masas Binyamin Mimaseis Kulam Chamesh Yadais. Vayishtu Vayishkaru Imai. We read about the gifts given to Binyamin, and it says that when the brothers sat down and with Yosef HaTzadik, they drank with him. They drank and they became drunk with him. Rashi says that from the time Yosef was sold, he didn't drink and they didn't drink. And now for the first time, when the brothers unite, Vayesht Vayishkaru Imai, says the Sfas Emes, Vayishkaru is a remez to Purim. It's a remez to Purim. They got drunk. It's a remez to Purim. Marv Raboisai, a remez to Purim. It's Shabbos Chanukah. Miketz is Shabbos Chanukah. Why we bring your remez to Purim on Parshas Miketz? You got the wrong Parsha. Why is there a remez to Purim? We should have remez to Chanukah, not a remez to Purim. By the way, another remez to Purim is this week. It says, L'chulam nasan le'ish chalifois simalais. Ulevin Yamin Nasan Shloish Meois Kesef Vichamesh Khalifois Simalois, that he gave each one a change of clothing, and to Binyamin he gave 300 coins and 5 changes of clothing. Says Gemara Megillah, Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Remez Ramazlai, Sha'asid Ben Lotseis Mimenu, Sheyetzim Lefnei HaMelech, Bechamisha Levushe Malchus, Shenemar, O Mardechai, Yatsa Milfnei HaMelech, Belvush Malchus Techelas Vachor, Vatar Zahav Gedoyla, Vesachrich Boots, Vargamon. So we have another remez to Purim. Isn't that amazing? So we have two remezim to Purim. We have in Parshas Miketz, we have a remez to Purim that they got drunk. We have the 5 garments that he gave to Binyamin. It's a remez that Mordechai would emerge with 5 garments. Why is Purim alluded to here? And why is Chanukah, why are the letters of the dreidel alluded to in the Parsha after Chanukah? It's the wrong Parsha. It should have been last week. Chanukah is Merumas in the week after Chanukah. And the week of Chanukah is a remez to Purim. By the way, you know that in the Parshas Miketz, which is the Parsha of Shabbos Chanukah, there are a lot of remezim to Purim. You know, first of all, it's amazing. The word Miketz begins, Vayehi, Miketz, we have Miketz begins, Vayehi, Miketz Shina Sayim Yamim. We have Miketz begins with the word Vayehi, just like the Megillas Esther begins with the word Vayehi. Vayehi b'me'ach Hashverosh. How does Miketz end? Miketz end. V'yatem alu l'shaloyim el avichem. You go up in peace to your father. And how does Megillas Esther end? Doiver shaloyim l'chol zaroi. Peace to the children. So Miketz ends, peace to your father. And the Megillah ends, peace to the children. Very interesting. Plus, there are many expressions in Miketz that appear nowhere else other than Megillas Esther. For example, the word Vayisapak. Vayisapak, the Baal HaTurim points out, it appears in Miketz, it appears in Megillas Esther. Or Vayafked HaMelech Pekidim. Vayafked HaMelech Pekidim. Miketz, Megillas Esther. Or V'yafgei melech pekidim, v'yikbitzu es koil. So in Miketz, v'yikbitzu es kol oichel, and in Megillas Esther, v'yikbitzu es kol nara besula. You have many expressions in Tanakh that only appear either in Miketz or in Megillas Esther. So that also has to be explained. And then finally, in this week's parasha, when Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, he comes down with how many people? 66 people. Kal ha-nefesh ha-ba'al Yaakov Mitzrayim. No, I'm sorry. Kal ha-nefesh ha-ba'al Yaakov Mitzrayim el-yoytzei yirei-choy melevan neshevenei Yaakov kal nefesh shishim v'sheish. 66. Friends, you know what else is 66? You ever hear of Yavan? Yavan is 66. Yavan is 66. Isn't that interesting? Now we have a pizmon that we sing on Chanukah. It's called Ma'oz Tzor Yeshuasi. Yeah, you all sing it. It spells out Mordechai Chazak. My sore Yeshua see. So the first stanza is praising Hashem and asking Him to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And then we talk about Ra'ois Sava Nafshi, B'yogon Kochikila. We talk about how difficult and bitter things were in Egypt, and Hashem, Uv Yadai Hagidai Lahaitzi Es HaSigula, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, drowned Paroi, Chel Paroi V'chol Zaroi. Then we talk about Bavel, Divir Kachai Hevi Ani V'gam Shem Loi Shakati. And then Nebuchadnezzar came, Kates Bavel, Zeru Bavel, and then Hashem took us out of Golas Bavel. And then Haman wanted to destroy us. But then Hashem raised up Mordechai, Roish Yemini Niseisa, and then Haman was hung, Roiv Banav Ikinyanav. You know, like, and every year all the Yeshiva Bachram ask, why Roiv Banav? All of his children. So I always say Roiv Banav means his many children. But the Yeshiva Bachram say Roiv Banav. No. You see, they already chopped off their heads. So they only hung most of the kid. Because a little bit of the kid, the head was already chopped off. So it was only Roiv Banav. Okay. Then we talk about Chanukah. We throw in a little Chanukah. And then we talk about the Gula Hasida. I don't understand. It's Chanukah. Out of the six stanzas here, only two of them have to do with Chanukah. One is about Mitzrayim. One is about Bavel. One is about Paras. One is about Edom. Why do we sing about all these Golosim on Chanukah? What does that have to do with Chanukah? Chanukah is the redemption from Galas Yavan. Why are we talking about Mitzrayim? Why are we talking about Paras? Why are we talking about Edom? It's very interesting. The Minog Ashkenaz is we say for Tachnun, Perek Vav of Tehillim, Lam Natseach Beneginois Al Ashminis Mizmar LeDavid. Lam Natseach Beneginois Al Ashminis Mizmar LeDavid. Lam Natseach Beneginois Al Ashminis Mizmar LeDavid. On the 8th, we, by the conductor of the song, on the 8th, what are these 8 things that we're praising Hashem for? What are these 8 things? So there's a medrash. It's in the Sefer Medrash L'Chanukah. It's quoted by Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema, and he said Hashem established 8 days of Chanukah. Hashem said to the Yevanim, you wanted to uproot the 7 Neiros and the 8 days of Sukkot. I'm going to give you 8 extra days and 7 days of the Chashmonaim. I'm going to give you 8 days of Chanukah, about which David HaMelech said, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis. The Chidah even brings that the secret of Chanukah, of the 8 days of Chanukah, he brings from the Megala Mukois, the secret of the 8 days of Chanukah is found in the Mizmar, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis. So the 6th Perek of Tehillim is a remez to Chanukah. Lam Natseach Al Hashminis, it's a remez to Chanukah. Interesting, because the Medrash says, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis alludes to something else. You know what it alludes to? It alludes to the 8 Golosim. What do you mean 8 Golosim? Don't we always say there are 4 Golosim? Don't we always say that there's Bavel, Paras Madai, Yavan, and Edom? What are the 8 Golosim? So the Medrash Shoicher Toiv says, interestingly, that there are 8 Golosim because each Golos was a dual Golos. Bavel, Kazdi, Paras, Babylon, Chaldean, Persia, Media, Yavan, Moikdan, Greece, Macedonia, and then Edom, Yishmael. So even though we always say 4 Golosim, but really the 4 are 8. So it comes out very interesting. The Medrash, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis, by the conductor on the 8th, it says it's referring to 2 different things. It's referring to the 8 days of Chanukah, and it's referring to the 8 Golosim. Which seems to me that we know the Sfas Emes says Chanukah is a lashon of inaugurating the future redemption. So that means Chanukah is really a celebration, not just of the redemption from Greece, it's a celebration of the redemption from all 8 Golosim. Because since Chanukah is inaugurating the future redemption, there's an idea that for there to be a future redemption, we need to be redeemed from all eight galusim. In other words, if the same medrash Lamnatzeach al Hashminas is referring to both Chanukah and is referring to the eight galusim, that means Chanukah is a celebration of being redeemed from all eight galusim, which would then explain why we sing Ma'os Tzur. We say thank you Hashem for taking us out of Egypt, and thank you for taking us out of Paras Madai, and thank you for taking us out of Edom, because Chanukah, which is inaugurating the future redemption, is connected to the being redeemed from all eight galusim. That's why Lamnatzeach al Hashminas is referring to the 8 days of Chanukah, and it's referring to the eight galusim. Now, friends, now we could offer a new answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. You know, the Beis Yosef famously asks why Chanukah is 8 days. The miracle is only 7 days. Well, maybe it's because Chanukah is commemorating the redemption from all eight galusim. Because the secret of Chanukah is Lamnatzeach al Hashminas, and the Medrash says Lamnatzeach al Hashminas is referencing all eight galusim. Okay. Now, all eight galusim. Here's the problem. You know, we talk about eight galusim, and we talk about, at its root, four galusim: Bavel, Madai, Yavan, Edom. Well, and on Chanukah, we mentioned that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why is Mitzrayim not mentioned as one of the four galusim? You know, we always talk about galus Mitzrayim. Why is Mitzrayim not referred to as one of the galusim? It should be number 5, it should be number 9. So the Arizal himself in Parshas Kisetze addresses this question. And he says, even though there are four galusim, Bavel, Madai, Yavan, and Edom, and they're learnt out from the Pasuk, V'ha'aretz hoysa soyhu is Bavel, Boihu, Madai, darkness, Yavan, Alpnei Sahoim is Edom, but Mitzrayim is the mother of all the galusim. It's the root of all the galusim. The reason why Mitzrayim is not counted is because it's not a prat, it's a klal. It encompasses all the galusim. The four galusim correspond to the Shem Havaya of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Mitzrayim is connected to Kutzoi Shel Yud, the thorn of the Yud, which encompasses the whole Shem Havaya. So the reason why Mitzrayim is not counted, we're not ignoring it, Mitzrayim encompasses all the galusim. And therefore the Sfarim bring various Ramazim to Mitzrayim in the context of the four galusim. So let's say you have the Chida teaches in Simchas HaRegel that it says by Mitzrayim, Eila Shemais B'nei Yisrael, Ha-ba'im, Ha-ba'im. The Hey indicates 5, because in Mitzrayim everything was there, Hey, Ha-ba'im. And then Beis is Bavel, Aleph is Edom, Yud is Yavan, Mem is Madai. Okay. Or the Chida brings from Rav Moshe Zakuto, Mitzrayim, the word Mitzrayim itself, there's a remez to the four galusim. Why? Mem is Mitzrayim, Tzadi is Tzoyla, the swamp, which is Babylon, Reish is Roimi, Rome, Yod is Yavan, and Mem is Madai. Or another remez that the Agra de Pirka brings, Agra de Kala brings, of Rav Tzvi Melech of Dinov. He says that Avraham Avinu was in Be'eretz Plishtin Yamim Rabim, and the word Rabim stands for Reish Roimi, Beis Bavel, Yod Yavan, Mem Madai. So Mitzrayim really encompasses all four galusim. And there are many, many Ramazim to the four galusim. Now, friends, buckle your seatbelts. It's Zois Chanukah. On Zois Chanukah, it's a day of Nisim, it's a day of Niflois. But I got to change. Okay. So, Zois Chanukah is a day of great miracles, great Yeshuais. And if you are listening to the Shir now, that you're Zoicha now, to a great bracha of Zois Chanukah. And the bracha of Zois Chanukah is the great chiddush of the Belzer Rebbe. That if Mitzrayim encompasses the four galusim, says the Belzer Rebbe, we can make a cheshbon. The brothers went down to Mitzrayim four times. First, the brothers went down to look for Yosef. Then Yosef says, I don't want you coming back unless you bring Binyamin. Then they come a second time to bring Binyamin. They come a second time with Binyamin. And then they leave to get Yaakov Avinu. Then they come down a third time in Vayigash with Yaakov Avinu. And then after, when Yaakov Avinu passes away in Vayichi, they go to bury him, and then they come back without Yaakov, and that's Golos Roimi, says the Belzer Rebbe. Mitzrayim encompasses all the Golosim, because in fact the brothers went down to Mitzrayim four times. First they go down in Miketz to look for Yosef. Then they go down at the end of Miketz with Binyamin. Then they go down at the end of Ayigash with Yaakov Avinu. Then they go down after Yaakov passed away by themselves. The four times the brothers go down are connected to the four Golosim. Bavel, Madai and Paras, Yavan, and Edom. Now, you ready for this chiddush? You ready for this amazing chiddush? Not only the four times the brothers go down is it a remez to the four golosim, but they also come out of Mitzrayim four times. They also left Mitzrayim four times. They leave Mitzrayim to go get Binyamin. That's the redemption from Bavel. They leave Mitzrayim to go get Yaakov Avinu. That's redemption from Paras and Madai. They leave Mitzrayim to bury Yaakov. That's redemption from Galus Yavan. And then they leave Mitzrayim. And that's the redemption from Galus Edom. Marv Rabbeisai, according to this, it comes out amazing. It comes out Oyoim V'noira, says Rav Pinchas Friedman. The Shvilei Pinchas, he has an amazing revelation that if the four times the brothers go down to Mitzrayim are keneged the four galusim, and the four times they come up are keneged the redemption from the four galios, now I understand why Yosef says, I don't want to see your face unless you bring Binyamin. If you don't bring Binyamin, I don't want to look at you. Why? Because Yosef knew that the second time they come down corresponds to Galus Paras Umadai. And who's the hero? Who's the savior of the Jewish people in times of Paras Umadai? Mordechai, the Ish Yemini from Binyamin. So therefore Yosef says, don't come down to Mitzrayim unless you bring Binyamin. Because you're coming down to Mitzrayim is the portent of Galus Paras, so you make sure you bring Binyamin, who's the Maseh Avasim Labanim, to Mordechai. Of course you need to come down to Binyamin. Ah, so I want to say B'siyata D'Shmaya. Now I understand why the Sfasema says that in the second time the brothers come down. What does it say? Says the Sfasema. Vayisa Masois Me'ez Panav Aleim. Vaterev Masas Binyamin Mimasas Kulam Chamesh Yadais. Now I understand why the Gemara Megillah says that in the gifts that Yosef HaTzadik gives Binyamin, it's a remez to the five begadim of Mordechai HaTzadik. Why? Because now Binyamin came down to Mitzrayim. This is a reference to Golos Paras and the redemption from Purim. Therefore we have a remez to Mordechai. And now that's why the Pasuk says, Vayesht Vayishtu vayishkaru imoy. The Sfasema says they got drunk. He says it's a remes to Sudas Purim. Why is there a remes to Sudas Purim in Miketz? Miketz is the parsha of Chanukah. The answer is because this is the second time the brothers go down. They make sure to go down with Binyamin. This is a remes to Golos Paras. It's a remes to the Geula of Purim. Therefore, we have Binyamin there. Therefore, we have a remes to Mordechai, and therefore we have a remes to Sudas Purim. Vayesht vayishkaru imai. That's why we have all of these remezim to Purim. The word vayisapak appears in the context of the brothers' second descent before they go back to get Yaakov Avinu. This is all the allusion to Galus Paras and the great salvation of Purim. And now, friends, fasten your seatbelts for Zois Chanukah, because comes Parshas Vayigash, and now the brothers are coming down to Mitzrayim for a third time. And the third time they come down to Mitzrayim in this week's Parsha is Keneged Golos Yavan. And therefore, the Bnei Yisachar says we have the word Goishna, Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin, we have the remes to the dreidel. You think it's a coincidence that the remes to the dreidel is in Vayigash, the third time the brothers come down to Mitzrayim? No, the third time they come down to Mitzrayim is Keneged Golos Yavan. And then their subsequent going out of Mitzrayim to bury Yaakov Avinu is Chanukah. You ready for this remes? You know, it's amazing. Rav Moshe Wolfson says that on the first day of Chanukah, Pi Kabbalah, you have Kavana for the first of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. On the second day, you have Kavana for the second. On the third, for the third. But on the eighth day, you have Kavana for 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. You know why? Because, you know, in the beginning, we don't even have the proper Kalim to be able to contain so much Kedusha. But on the eighth day, we're elevated that our kalim could contain much more. They could contain the eighth midah, the ninth midah, the tenth, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. That's why on the first day, we read about the first nasi, the second day, the second nasi, the third day. But on the eighth day, we read about nasi 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then Shevet Levi's contribution to the menorah. On the eighth day, we could contain much more kedusha. So friends, you ready for this? The third time the brothers go down is Keneged Chanukah. That's why there's a remez to the dreidel. I would say the 66 people who come down to Mitzrayim is Gematria Yavan. It was to be Mevatel Yavan. Yavan is Gematria 66. You think it's a coincidence that Yaakov Avinu goes down with 66 people? 66 is Gematria Yavan. By the way, the Maral says, Heichal is Gematria 65. Yavan is 66. Yavan had Shlita over the Heichal. But how are we going to overcome Yavan? We need B'nai Bina. Bina is 67. Bina is 67. So Heichal is 65. Yavan had Shlita over the Heichal is 66. Also Dreidel in Hebrew is Galgal is 66. Keneged Yavan. The Yavanim say the world just spins by itself. Nobody's spinning it. The world is just turning. Oilam kadmain. So we give our kids the dreidel. We say, kids, you think something could spin by itself? Here, look at this dreidel. If you don't have someone on top spinning it, the world, nothing spins. You need the Ribbono Shel Olam to spin the world. The Yavanim said, Oilam kimin hagoy noyeg. The Yavanim said that ha'olam kadmoin. We said, no. You give the kid a dreidel. You see what a dreidel does if nobody spins it? If nobody spins it, it doesn't move. There must be a Ribbono Shel Olam spinning the world. And Rabbi Isai, so the remez to Chanukah is in the third descent of the brothers to Mitzrayim. That's where you have the number 66. Now watch this. Says the Heilig Chasam Sofer. Yaakov Avinu was born on the first day of Sukkot, Tesvav Tishrei. He passed away on the first day of Sukkot. They embalmed him for 40 days. They cried for him for 30 days. 70 days after Yaakovino passed away. The Avelos is over. They bury him on Chanukah. Yaakov Avinu is buried on Chanukah, 70 days later. So look how beautiful it is. The third descent of the brothers represents Golos Yavan. And when they go to bury Yaakov Avinu, that's the redemption from Yavan. That represents Chanukah. And what day did it happen? It happened on Chanukah. Oyoy Menoira. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You have four descents of the brothers to Mitzrayim. That corresponds to the four Golosim. You have four ascents. That corresponds to the four Geulais. And look how each Yomtif is Merumaz. Kol Echad b'mekayma yavoy b'shalayim. The Ramazim to Purim are in the second descent. The Ramazim to Chanukah are in the third descent. Whether it's the letters of the dreidel, whether it's the 66 people went down to Mitzrayim, whether it's the Kavura of Yaakov Avinu, which Chassam Sofer says took place on Chanukah. Now we understand that there's an element of Chanukah, that on Chanukah we express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of all the Golosim, of all the Golosim. Therefore we sing Ma'is Tzur, we talk about all of the Golosim. By the way, the Zayar HaKadosh says the 66 people went down to Mitzrayim. The 60 corresponds to the 60 Mesechtas of Shas and the 6 Sedarim of the Mishnah. But we're saying it's Keneged to be Mevatel, the Kayach of the Yevanim. Comes the Bnei Yisachar, and he says these four letters, Nun, Gimel, Hey, and Shim, have a numerical value of 358. They're equal to Nachash, the Nachash, because all of our Golosim were instigated by the Nachash HaKadmoni. Nachash, Nun, Gimel, Hey, and Shin equals Nachash. They're all, it corresponds to the Golosim were instigated by the Nachash HaKadmoni, but also the numerical value of Nun, Gimel, Hey, and Shin, 358 is Mashiach. Mashiach is 358. Because, as we mentioned, Rabbeinu Bechaye teaches Chanukah is the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash. You know, the Gemara says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lam Natseach, Alayeles HaShachar, Mizmar LeDavid. The Gemara says Esther is compared to the morning star. Just like the morning star is the end of the night, so too Esther is the last miracle. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean Esther is the last miracle? Esther took place between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Chanukah is the last miracle. Says the Gemara, no, we don't count Chanukah. Says the Sfasemis, why don't we count Chanukah? Because Chanukah is the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash. So Chanukah is not the last miracle. It's the beginning of the final chapter of miracles. Chanukah, Purim is the end of the first era of miracles. Chanukah is the beginning of the second era of miracles. So Chanukah inaugurates the coming of the Mashiach. Therefore, the letters on the dreidel, Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin, the Bnei Yisachar say, are a remez to 358 Mashiach. But what I would like to just emphasize is this great revelation based on the Ari. The Ari says Mitzrayim encompasses all the Golosim. The Belzer Rebbe observes that the brothers go down to Mitzrayim four times. They come up four times. Each one of their descents corresponds to a different Golos. The Ramazim to Purim, Vayesht Vayishkaru Imai, the Begadim of Mordechai. That is all alluded to in the second descent, the word Vayisapak. The Remez to Yavan is in the third descent, 66. The Remez to the Dreidel, the burial of Yaakov Avinu on Chanukah itself. So we see that it really opens up our eyes to the endless beauty of the Torah, how every single detail is with great precision and with great kavana. And what we're doing now is only we're getting a small flavor of the infinite and endless beauty of Torah Seinu HaKadosha. And in the Zechus of the nearest Chanukah, we should all be Zoycha. Hashem should be Meir, Einenu, B'Toyrasoi. And we should be Zoycha, Harachamon, Hu Yasalonu, Nisim, V'Neflois, K'moisha, Sisa, M'Aveisenu, B'Yom, M'Mahim, B'Zman Hazah. Afreil Chen Chanukah, everyone. Shkoyach, Kol Tov. Shkoyach, Afreil Chen
Chanukah. Recording stopped.
Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.